My one nephew did tell me that Minecraft was out. So I don't know if that means that he just doesn't play it anymore or if it's just not cool for third grade.
Third grade. Third grade.
Welcome back to Simple Tech Media. You may have noticed we took a week off. So we usually start off our podcast by talking about things that we've been working on, things going on behind the scenes. And I will say there has not been a whole lot going on behind the scenes right now. We are at the peak of the part of the semester in the spring where teachers are swamped. And due to some extra responsibilities for our actual jobs and some other, you know, just it's just springtime in a college semester with a bunch of graduates about to graduate. And so we've had to put Simple Tech on the back burner just a little bit, but it's fine. We're back. We're ready to go. We met together yesterday and kind of made a plan for continuing on forward. And we're ready. I did get in trouble this weekend, Nikki, from my mom. And my nephews, they wanted to know where was our podcast episode from last week. So they settled with watching the little clip that I put out so about cute. Potentially going live with Minecraft eventually. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand and the video that I got, they thought that that was quite mm-hmm. hilarious that Auntie, which is what they call me, would be breaking into that world of I don't know that I can say like I want to be a gamer. That is not my intention at all. I'm just curious to see what the process is. If anybody ever were to ask me, how do I make this go live? How do I go live anyway? You know, that's something that I can have experience in. But they thought it was pretty funny. And apparently it was really funny the way that I said the phrase third grade. So I need to go back and rewatch it to see what I did or what I said. But the last I heard, they were on repeat 7 of watching or listening to that whatever the phrase was that I said in there. So
repeat 7.
That's what I was told.
Amazing.
So they were thrilled with that. So let me give an update though, where we're at as far as me becoming, you know, like this world famous gamer, which is not going to happen. But I think my nephews would love if that was where I was headed with that. It's not going to happen. I did find out that I needed what's called a capture card to connect my device. So I have a Nintendo Switch. I bought it so that we could play like Mario. I'm very much a Mario kind of a person. Very basic, very simple. I do like a little Animal Crossing, you know, whatever. Anyway, I needed a capture card, so I purchased one of those. So I have it. It is still sitting in the box because I have to connect my Nintendo Switch to that card, to my computer, and then somehow it all works out. So eventually it will happen. I just have to work up the nerve. And I don't think I'll start straight with Minecraft. I think I may just play just one of the silly games that I have that I can just play mindlessly at first so that at least that part is not what I'm concerned about, trying to learn a new game while I'm also trying to learn the process of going live. And that's a tip that I think we've mentioned before. You start with what you know, do what you can with what you know first, start small when you're trying something new, especially with technology, and then build from there. So that's my intention. If you see that we're live and you just see a game being played and I'm not even talking or anything, it's just I'm trying to get a feel for the behind the scenes action before we take it a step further. So you're getting, you know, Canva and Copilot, and I do get those as well. But since last weekend, when I was looking up a capture card and actually ordered one online, I have gotten so many things through my YouTube and also through TikTok showing me lives of people playing video games. And it's so funny to me that it all, I know for some, it really makes them scared that the technology is, you know, listening and everybody. It's all just, you know, part of the algorithm and all of that. It's fine. It's just interesting to me. And I look at it and think, well, I could sit there and play Mario and just let people watch me do that if that's what they're into. And I also think, well, why would people want to sit and watch that? But I love to watch people do just mundane things. And I've been like this since I was little. I used to stand at the kitchen counter and watch my great grandma peel shrimp and clean shrimp. And that is not an interesting thing to watch for most people. But I love to sit and just watch people do things. And there are a lot of people out there like that. So if you see that we are live and it's just a game playing, you understand the reason for that. So yeah, I'll probably start with something pretty simple. I just have to work up the nerve.
Yeah,
I'm not a gamer, so it's not like I'm good at these games. I just enjoy playing some of them. Old school style. Also, behind the scenes, I have been designing some more shirts. I really am wanting to get it going where we show you the process of doing that. I had a request this week from somebody asking me to show how to design a shirt in Canva. So I'll be putting out a video about that here very soon. And then I'm hoping that we can get our shirts and things available to be purchased here as well. It's just, there's just a lot going on. My part of my normal job is starting to dwindle in my responsibility because at this point the students are doing presentations and things, so I don't have to be prepared so much to go into the classroom. I don't know if I should be admitting that online, but it's just the way that it is being at this point of the semester. It's just the classes that I teach, that's how it is. So I have a little bit more free time in the evenings to be able to do some things. So I'm hoping that that'll come out soon. And then I have talked to Nikki about something that I would really like to do as we roll into the summer. And so I'm going to be working behind the scenes on getting that ready, and we'll announce it as it gets closer to being ready. But one of the things, though, that I will just give a little sneak peek into of what we're planning to do is, so far we've branded ourselves as Simple Tech Media. And our goal has been to make some simple tutorials to help people of all ages and all backgrounds. That is our tagline, our slogan, whatever you want to call it. And I know that the videos that we've made have been helpful to a lot of people, but I know that for some, it's too much information. It's too fast. And I think sometimes we're afraid to admit that. But I would like to break it down even more for those who need it in a different way than what we've been doing. The reels and the shorts and things that we've done, we've been trying to keep up with the style of what's popular right now to be out there. Based on the amount of time that we have to put into it, they've just been easy videos for us to do. What we have planned is a new playlist of tutorials that are going to break it down to the most simple measures. And so we're going to call this the simplest of Simple Tech Media. My idea with creating these, and I hope this doesn't offend my dad in any way, I don't think it will, but I have this idea of my dad in my mind, you know, calling me saying, hey, Tina, can you tell me how to do that with this thing? And where, you know, you don't know the terminology, you don't really understand what you want, you just know that something needs to happen. And so we're going to start a new playlist on our YouTube. We will have a special page for this on our website once we get it going, where we have videos that really break it down and talk about what's the difference in an HDMI cord and a USB cord and a lightning cord. I don't know. What do these different ends of the cord mean, and what should I be looking for? All the way down to that, you know, how do I delete an app from my phone? Fill in the blank. And so the simplest of Simple Tech Media will be coming out soon as we have some time to put into that. And those will be the videos that I think will be helpful to a lot of people. And that really is the ultimate goal of what we're doing, is to be a help to people regardless of the level of skill that they already have and what they're looking to gain. So be watching for that. If you have any ideas of things that you know that you would like to know, maybe you're embarrassed to even admit that you don't even know how to look up, how to find it, let us know. And you can just kind of give us a description on our website. We do have a page there where you can add a tutorial request. And it doesn't matter how big or small it is, we'll do our best to meet that need. Now, going into the summer, I will have a lot of time to invest in this. So be watching for more content coming out a little bit in a little bit better fashion as we move into the summer.